कस्याचित् अनाच्य विक्षिप्त कुंडल विसमंडितं गंधम गंडे संदधत्या आदात तांबुल चर्वितं। General meaning is perhaps there.
Oh.
We will go to Sarartha Darshani and Vaishnava Darshani. Here kasyachit word, any, lust, this log, satra ek अंशगत बाहु कृष्णस्य उत्पल सौरभम चंदन आलिप माघ्राय हृष्ट रोमो चुसुम्बह। इन लास्ट श्लोक इट हैज बीन रिटन दैट एनी गोपी टुक द हैंड्स ऑफ कृष्ण विच वाज It has
decorated sandal.
It has scent like
lotus.
Lotus. And Chandan was there, decorated by Chandan. Aghraya Hristaryo Romo Chuchumbaha. And she kissed the hands of Krishna. Who was she? She was certainly Shyamala. How? Who is Shyamala? Who is Shyamala? I told you at first that there are four groups of gopis. Swapaksha, Dipaksha, Tatastha, and Suripaksha. Srimati Radhika, Swapaksha, Lalita Visakha, Chitra, Rupmanjari, all other are Swapaksha. Who are Swapaksha? Those Sakhi who are
Siddhatma with, who have one feeling with
Madhusneha. Madhusneha. Madhiya bhav. Krishna is mine. This. And those who have tadiya bhav. Tadiya bhav means dakhinya bhav. And madhiya bhav, vamya bhav. Vamya bhav is so snigdha. Snigdha? Snigdha means like ghee, but no sweet. Sweetness is not there. And in Madhusne,
honey,
both things.
Sweet and smooth.
Smooth, both. It has Vamya bhav. All things depends on Madhya and Tadiya. That is Vamya and Dakshinya. Who is mostly dakshinya bhav, they are vipak. And those who are vamya, they are svapaksha. But in the middle, two more classes are there. Those who are nearer to vamya, but yet some dakshinya, svapaksha. And she is Syamala. And like, there are so many. And those who are nearer to dakshinya, but yet having some vamya bhav, they are tatastha. Tatastha is kaun? ललिता विशाखा और उधर में चंद्रावली और इधर में श्यामला भद्रा इज तटस्थ फॉर श्रीमती राधिका स्वपक्ष एंड श्यामला इज तटस्थ फॉर चंद्रावली सो ऑल डिपेंड्स ऑन दक्षिण एंड Srimati Radhika and her paksh, swapaksh, also having some dakshinya, totally not denied having, but especially more vamya bhav. Sabhya also, Sabhya has more vamya, but percentage dakshin, but dakshin is less, like 40 and 30 percent. 60% vamya, 40% dakshin. Here he is taking the hands of Krishna and begins to kiss. This is what? Dakshinya. But not whole dakshinya. She is not praying, not having the feet, only that bahu. She kept on his bam hand on dakshin here, because Krishna is in the right side of Gopi. So she is leftist, but somewhat dakshinya bhav. After that he is telling about we are calling that panda. Here Kashyap means one gopi was dancing kundal. Was dancing
earring,
and she took her cheek and mixed with the cheek of Krishna and took the remnant of betel nut in his hand. Jiva Goswami is telling this gopi seems to be dakshinya bhav. It seems that The gopi is posing that I am so much tired. And showing that I am tired, he was bending by this
knee
towards Krishna and giving his bhar,
sweat
on Krishna, keeping her cheek on the cheek of Krishna. This was Malli pretending, her pretending. He wanted to meet Manu, anyhow to meet with Krishna. Then Krishna gave his remnant of betel nut in her mouth, and she wanted like this, so Krishna gave him. Srimati Radhika or her companions could not have done so. Pradat Adat Sambula Charkitam. It has some deep meaning, and Srota means hearer, should realize he don't want to disclose more what was hidden fact in this. Jiva Goswami, very little. Nothing more. Next, 13.
You are also not revealing the hidden fact.
You should know fact. It means that this is Uddipan Bhav. No? Uddipan. Nityanti Gayati Kachit Kujan Nupur Mekhala Parsasthachit Hastabjam Santa Adhat Sameo Shiva. Nityanti Dancing Gayati Gayanti Kachit, mane anyone, kuchit nupur mekhala. Nupur and mekhala. Mekhala?
Belt. Ankle belt and waist belt.
Like, not belt, so, kya ho gaya? Like this. This is kamar. Rest. What?
Belt.
Belt meaning of swarna belt.
Golden.
And
belt.
Little
belt.
Belts.
No?
So moving here and there, when they are dancing. And some.
Sounding very tinkling.
Tinkling. Parsasta Achyuta Hastabjam Santa Adhat Stamayo. And she made a pose, or really she was so much tired. She took up Krishna who was standing, dancing by side of her, and took the hands of Krishna and kept it on her breast as if she was so much tired. Vaishnava Toshini. This is Sarlibi Chandravali. Dakhinna Bhav.
Right.
So here he is explaining the vilas of Chandravali. Nityapi sloka. In this sloka, any one gopi dancing and singing, she became so much tired and she took the hands of Krishna in her hand and kept that hand on her breast. Kujit. Here Kujit, he is telling that she was singing and dancing, and the Nupur and belt twinkling were in similar ek lay tan man mein chal rahe, in the same
tune,
the same thing. She did not puke the hands of Krishna on her body for herself, for the happiness of her, but for the happiness of Krishna. Krishna was so much tired also. She did not felt her tiredness, but she saw the tiredness of Krishna, and by this she tried to remove the tiredness of Krishna. Shivam, there is a word Shivam. Shivam means Mangal Janak, Kalyan, what?
Auspicious.
And in the same time, Swata Sukhakar. Swata means
automatically.
Naturally. Sukhaswaru. But Sukhaswaru. For Krishna.
Pleasing.
To please Krishna and also feeling her sukha also.
Pleasure herself.
But her pleasure bar. But in the when Krishna became pleased,
she became
pleased, and she did for only that. So it is called Shivam. Otherwise, it was not Shivam. If it was for her, then it was not Shivam. But it was for Krishna, so it was Shivam. So he is telling that here six gopis has been told that their vilases of six gopis: Shyamala, Bhadra, Yachandravali, Sadhya, and Srimati Radhika. Radha ji ka nahi ho gaya na, aur Lalita ji ka, ye sab ka ye kar diya. Kintu sakhis are eight. So he has Jiv Goswami and Vishwanath Chakrabarti both has told that they had also been told in them. So he is telling that in the last adhyay,
chapter,
as Padma was explained in eight gopis, Padma should also be included in this. And in Vishnu Puran, from Vishnu Puran they have taken that Bhadra was there also. So this Bhadra is eighth. Lalita Visakha there. Then Lalita Visakha. What about Bhadra? She was nearer to rightist, but having some leftist mood. So Jayadeva Goswami has also told about Bhadra that she was eighth Sakhi, dancing with Krishna and taking the remnants of the betel net in his hand. And for here he has already given his betel net remnant in mouth. So there is some difference. Sarartha Darshan. She was singing and dancing, and she became tired, and saw that Krishna is also tired somewhat. So she took the both hands of Krishna and put it on her breast. And he dur kiya apna shram. अपना श्रम की सी
रिमूव
द हर टायर्डनेस सो इट मस्ट बी चंद्रावली और इट मे बी पद्मा because in the last chapter she has taken the feet of lotus foot feet of Krishna on her waist. Now she is taking the hands of Krishna on her waist. He is also telling like Jiva Goswami that eighth Sakhi is Bhadra, is also there and doing bilas with Krishna also. Thus, Gopyo Labdha Asutam Kantam Sriya Ekanta Vallabham Grihita Kanthat Taddurbhyam Gayant Gayantya Tam bija relate. Here Gopya, like this, Gopis, Ekanta Ballabha Krishna, the कांत के रूप में प्राप्त होकर कृष्ण वाज देयर इन अ मूड दैट कृष्ण इज अवर कांत कृष्ण हियर व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ कांत कांत हस्बैंड प्रियतम But the actual hidden meaning is kaam ta. Kaam, kamanuga, you know, ta, kanta, or kaam ta, kanta. Ta means Radhika or Gopis. Ta Krishna. Those who satisfied kaam as a bishay is kanta. And like ashray, kaam, jo kaam ko puran karti hai, deti hai, ta. That is kanta. Here kanta gopis were easily having Krishna like their kanta. So, Krishna, being a kant of gopis, he what like this?
Embraced them around their neck.
Like that. And they began to and at that time they were embracing Krishna with their hands in his neck, like what? Prarthana karna.
Offering prayer.
Offering prayer. Not to give up this gopi any time, like he has done. Begging, like begging mercy.
Don't leave us
and to give calm
for
that prayer because you are calm to kanta or calm. And they began to sing the pastimes of Krishna. Here Achyut, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and he also, the Yugosan, has stressed on Achyuta. No chuti, no
fall down.
What? Chuti means? What he has never written? Chuti, Achyuta.
Never fails.
Never fail.
Infallible. Infallible.
That dancing and singing and doing vihar with gopis, Krishna qualities and beauty or anything of Krishna kam nahi gaya, not lessen,
never decrease.
Never decrease. So he achieved, as he was first beautiful, smiling and all other qualities, he was just like before. Any man doing labor, he may be tired, and especially with ladies, that is surely be in money.
Decrease.
Mm. But dancing and doing so much vilas, he was as beautiful as he was before, having all the qualities.
Therefore, Achyuta.
Achyuta. Mahima se chyut nahi hona achyut hai. Shri Krishna is so much durlabh, and he is ekant ballabh of Lakshmi. Here Lakshmi in singular number is Srimati, and where plural, so many Lakshmi are all Gopi. Am I aware of this? Also, he is telling that Krishna is more than Vaikunthanath, Lakshminath, and Gopis are more than Lakshmi. In loving matter, in prem and in vilas, Lakshmi, we have not heard that Lakshmi is dancing anywhere with Narayan and doing so much vilas with Narayan, but they are singing, dancing and doing so much vilas with Krishna. So Lakshmi means Shobha. Shobha means
beauty.
But actually the gopis' beauties is more than Lakshmi in any respect. Because Lakshmi has austerities for serving the lotus feet of Krishna. And Lakshmi could not receive Krishna as a Raman, but gopis has found Krishna as a Raman also. Also Lakshmi Kanta here, Lakshmi wanting Achyut as a Kant, but she could not have, but gopis had.
What is the reason? I mean, Chaitanya Chaitanya states that Lakshmi could not enter into proper mood.
Proper mood?
When she wanted to obtain Krishna, but she could not.
Because naturally she has not the qualities which are in gopis. Krishna cannot break marjada. And that is why he returned all the Brahman, Yajna Patni. And here also, Krishna did not wanted to break the maryada of Narayan and Lakshmi. Secondly, he has no bhame bhav.
No, dakshin. She is completely dakshin.
Completely dakshin. Chandravali has also bhame bhav.
Then?
So many. There are so many examples. But yet she was dakshin in Braja. But for in comparison to Lakshmi and Satyabhama, she is more leftist.
Exactly. Even more than Satyabhama.
Satyabhama and all.
Yes.
But in comparison of Radhika, she is left.
Uh-huh. So, in order to be a gopi, there must be some bhamya bhav.
Bhamya bhav. But she has no totally bhamya bhav. And she will have to leave her husband and meet Chori Chupe.
Hidden way.
Secretly
to Krishna. And she should be certainly gopi, taken this birth in gop and married by any gop. No sons and children. There are two kinds of gopis, Kanyaka and Parodha. They too may be Parakiya. It is not certainly that they should be married, but they should be Parakiya. Being in the house of his father, supported, and she has become matured in Vyasandhi, and he is related to Krishna. And not telling anything to anyone, his father and mother and his brother and anyone, skillfully, stolenly, she likes to meet Krishna.
So Lakshmi cannot behave this way.
So Lakshmi has no these qualities, parakiya bhava. In these Kanyaka, even they are not married, but yet they are Parakiya. But there are some gopis, Kanyaka, which has been not married, but Parakiya, but they are Swakiya. Their austerity is to Katyayani, that Krishna may be their husband. One did that.
They never got married.
They were not married.
Yeah, in Radha Krishna Ganadesha certificate mentions some of them not.
Kanyaka. These are Kanyaka. But yet, Parakiya. A Prouda are those who have been married, but no child. Naveen Vivahita, newly married. And if they have children, then Krishna will not accept them as a Parakiya or anything. They will be checked by their husbands anyhow, and they will not be allowed to go in Ras or to meet Krishna anyway.
Srimati Radhika, Srimati Lalita Devi, they have no children, but they are not newly married either.
They are newly married. Always. There is Abhiman. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that only Abhiman does everything there. Krishna has no birth there. But yet still Yashoda and Nanda Baba has more that Krishna is our son. So gopis all newly married. So no such child. Like this. Jaya Parvat. Krishna cannot live a moment without gopis. This is the lakshan of symptom of kanta. And those gopis who cannot leave Krishna for a moment, they are kanta. So Krishna don't like to leave a moment gopis, so he has done so. It seems that Krishna is more eager for Ras than gopis, and that is why he called them from their homes by his Basuri, and he told to go also. This was his indication that they should not go, they should be there. So here Jiva Goswami is telling that here Sukadeva Goswami has shown the more mahatma of gopis than Satyabhama, Rukmini and Lakshmi and all other queens of Bhagavata avatars. So Uddhava has told, oh, what he has told? What to tell about us, Uddhava? Even Lakshmi Devi could not have occasion, fortune to have Krishna like so, that he has given his hands in the neck of, around the neck of gopis. If Lakshmi is not having this, so what to tell for other semi God's wives or Krishna avatar's wives? And this is that in Ras Utsav, Sakshat Manmat Manmat Krishna was begging Pranay Bhiksha from gopis, keeping his hands around the necks of gopis.
Are you talking about?
Maharaj, I have a question, small question. It's not about this subject, but yesterday I went to the Tulsi Mala shop to buy some counter beads. I asked him, how do you get these Tulsi beads? So many, you're making so many Tulsi beads. So, how do you do it? So they plant the seeds and the trees grow, and then when they die, they make the beads. But it seems as if they plant the tulsis specifically to get the wood to make, not so much to get the leaves for offering. And they're not doing regular puja, they have